two utterly contrasting works during the Second World War. From the dancing syncopations and soaring lyricism of Martinu's Concerto for Two Pianos, to the Soviet Union in the Grip of War, Shostakovich's Leningrad Symphony. Semyon Bishkov is the conductor. Radio 3, live in concert, Thursday night at 7:30.
It's Mahler on Monday and a remarkable performance by the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain. After two solid weeks of hard work, sectionals and workshops, they came together at the Barbican last week, in fact, to play Mahler's Fifth Symphony, conducted by Paul Daniel. It was a sensational performance, a sellout concert as well. I can tell you all of that for sure because I was there presenting it for Radio 3, and you can hear that recording on Monday evening at 7:30. Time now, though, is 4 o'clock. Time to switch now to the world of jazz. And to begin with, Jazz Nut Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, Kevin Legendre is here with some of his choices for 2014, plus another classic from recent history for our regular Now's the Time feature. What have you got for us this month, Kevin?
I've got Mal Waldron's Hard Talk, which I think is one of the great live albums in jazz, and it's also one of the great albums from the 70s, and it sounds like this.
Thanks, Kevin. Look forward to hearing more from that album. And before we hear some of your picks for 2014, let's get things started with one of my highlights of the new year. See what you make of this. It's out in February. It's an early preview of the new album from saxophonist Jean Toussaint. The album is called Tate Song and is the master musician's first release on the Light Records label. A gentle and thoughtful start for our show, with a piece in tribute to the brilliant and influential pianist Mulgrew Miller, who passed away suddenly in 2013. This is simply called Mulgrew. Thank you. Mulgrew, and a dedication to the late great pianist, composer, bandleader and educator Mulgrew Miller from saxophonist Jean Toussaint's forthcoming album Tate Song, out in late February. The album features his regular working band, Andrew McCormack on piano, Larry Bartley on bass and the gifted drummer Troy Miller. Watch this space as we'll have Toussaint on Jazz Lineup to talk about his new release over the coming weeks. Well, excuse the pun, but now's the time to welcome Kevin Legendre. I know you're familiar with Toussaint's work, but have you heard his current band?
I've heard that band or a version thereof, I think, with Troy on drums, and I've always felt that Jean is a great quartet player. He's a great small group player. I've heard him in your big band. Mm-hmm. I know that he rises to the occasion when he's in an orchestral setting, but when you really hear him in a pared-down, smaller setting, he's supreme, and he's a great lyricist. That's the thing about that piece. It's really telling a story. It's lyricism through and through.
Yeah, he brings a real gravitas and a great sense of soulfulness to everything he does, and I know we're all going to enjoy this new album. Well, what's your first pick for 2014?
I've chosen the new album, the forthcoming album, from the Panamanian pianist Danilo Perez, who, as you know, is much more than a pianist. He's also the UNESCO Artist for Peace. Yeah. He's an educator. He's somebody who's really put the Panama Jazz Festival on the map. He's been a great champion for culture in the country. Mm-hmm. And this new album, Panama 500, really is, again, a very important celebration of the history of Panama.
Well, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the title track, Panama 500, which is a relatively short track, but I think what you pick up first and foremost is this wonderful touch that Danilo has, the kind of delicacy, the sensitivity, the way that he shifts his harmonies a lot, very fluidly, very rapidly, something that you hear in his work with the Wayne Shorter quartet. Mm. And I think generally speaking on the album, you have a lot of Wayne's spirit coming through in the fluidity and the ethereal nature of the music. And you hear it on this track and throughout the record as well.
Well, from Danilo's album Panama 500, this is Panama 500.
Thank you.
Panama 500 from the gifted pen and piano of Danilo Perez from his album of the same name, out now on the Mac Avenue label. And now we turn to another rich project, Slowly Rolling Camera, a group made up of pianist Dave Stapleton, producer Derry Roberts, vocalist Dion Bennett and drummer Elliot Bennett. Their self-titled album is out on the 3rd of February on Stapleton's own Imprint Edition Records label, with a launch at the illustrious Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho, London, on February the 4th. And this is Rolling Clouds, and Kevin, see what you think of this.
Thank you.
The atmospheric and yet groove-based sound of Slowly Rolling Camera and Rolling Clouds out in February on Edition Records. What do you think of that, Kevin?
I think it's great. This is the first time that I've heard Dave play keyboards and go electric, as it were. And he's got that really nice driving groove flavour. You can hear the influence of Four Hero. You think, okay, he's going into dance music, and then you listen to this, and it makes you realise that Four Hero were also very heavily influenced by jazz. So it feels like a very organic circle.
Absolutely. What's your next pick?
My next pick is something that I'm really excited about. It's a musician who I feel has really been doing some great work over the last 10 years or so. And he's from a country which, again, a little bit like Panama, isn't that well known in this country. It's Guadeloupe in the Francophone Caribbean. His name is Jacques Schwarzbart. He's a tenor saxophonist and composer. And he's really been investigating lots of really interesting kind of ancestral music from the region. His last two or three records have looked at the whole Guoka tradition from Guadeloupe. And this new record, which I think is very beautiful, specifically focuses on Haiti. It's called Jazz Racine Haiti. There's a really, really profound exploration of what the whole voodoo religion means, what that actually brings to people in Haiti, how the use of sound, the use of chants, the use of melodies actually relates to the healing process in voodoo. But as we were saying before, when we were talking about Danilo's record, this makes the point that the music from the Caribbean also really has rich melodies and a lyrical content, as well as great rhythms. And on this track that I've chosen, Banda, which has this wonderful vocalist who I'd never heard of before, somebody called Errol Josué, you really hear these lovely, floating, very, very calm melodic lines that then, towards the latter end of the piece, explode into these thunderous rhythms. So it gives you this contrast. You hear a side of the Caribbean which you're maybe not so familiar with, something which is lyrical, something which is gentle, and then it catches fire and turns into something which you maybe do associate with the Caribbean.
Well, this is Jacques Schwarzbart and Banda.
Ay,
Tenor saxophonist Jacques Schwartz-Bart and his talented band with Banda from the album Jazz Racine Haiti, and it's out now on the Motema label. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Staying in the company of Kevin Legendre, let's turn back time a little with our regular monthly feature, Now's the Time, where you pick a recent classic deserving of appreciation. Kevin, it's a 1974 release on the Enja label, just reissued by Harmonia Mundi, and it's pianist Mal Waldron's Hard Talk.
I think the title says it all. This is a hard-hitting, no-nonsense record, and the first time I heard it, I think I was completely overwhelmed by just the power of the playing, the kind of rugged, really, really heavy, in a good way, bluesy nature of some of the songs, and the way that Mal Waldron plays with this fantastic band, this quintet, which, to my knowledge, didn't stay together that long, but it has some great players. Steve Lacy on soprano sax, Manfred Schuf on trumpet, Isla Eckinger on bass, and Alan Blairman on drums. And they really gel as a unit.
And Manfred is a real star, yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah. Lovely playing.
Stunning, yeah. And the first piece that we're going to hear is Snake Out. Just give us a little taster into this one.
Yeah, I think what I really like about it is, again, that statement of intent, that very hard, rugged sound that he has with the left hand, heavy, bulky chords, which just hit you. They're very in your face. And then the contrast with the right hand, where he's doing this nice, long, ascending line, which is doubled by the trumpet and the piano. So you're hearing sounds which are taking you down, which are low, and then other sounds that are lifting you up, which is high. And I think it's that kind of dynamic range and the whole orchestral aspect of the piano that he's homed in on, which really works.
This is Snake Out. We'll be right back. the music of Mal Waldron, and we were just coming out of Snake Out, a really energetic piece from the album Hard Talk. Well, the next piece we're going to hear is Russian Melody, and I guess it's as close to a ballad as we're going to hear on this album.
Very different to Snake Out. If Snake Out kind of floors you with the energy and the punch, then this kind of coaxes you back onto your feet. It's a very beautiful, very melodic piece, possibly based on a Russian folk tune. And I think we should mention that Mal Waldron was one of Billie Holiday's great accompanists as well. And he can play very sensitively and very lyrically, and he can write very, very haunting ballads. And I think this has that quality in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, well, it's full of harmony, isn't it? And it's the one piece on the album where he's the only soloist.
Yeah.
And it comes across so beautifully.
He makes his statement very powerfully.
And one of the interesting aspects, which I think the audience should listen out for, is that they hit one very hard all the time through this. So, you know, if you're counting through the bar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, the one is always hit very, very hard.
I think one of the really distinctive things about Mal Waldron as a pianist is the pulse. Like a really strong pulse, even when he's going quote unquote out a little bit, or he's moving away from a melodic or a repeated rhythmic line, you still nonetheless get that sense of the pulse beating all the way through.
Well, let's see how that manifests. This is Russian Melody. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. We just heard Russian Melody from the album Hard Talk by Mal Waldron. And I'm still joined by Kevin Legendre for our regular feature, Now's the Time. The title, Hard Talk, as you said in the beginning, it really does say it all, doesn't it?
It's the statement of intent. They're not messing around. They're going straight to the point. They're uncompromising. You feel that in the music. It's also about a kind of no-nonsense approach. It's about saying what you mean and meaning what you say. I mean, we really had that in Snake Out, and we certainly get it in this next track, Hooray for Herbie.
Well, the interesting thing about this one, this is another pedal point strong piece where it's centered around a tonality for quite a long time. And it's the interesting way in which he creates rhythmic contrasts over that pedal, really makes the piece flower. What's great about this particular track is if they're going to let go, they let go here. All the solos are phenomenal.
I think particularly Steve Lacy as well, when he starts to get into those braying, kind of whinnying, kind of odd timbres, and you're thinking, how is he producing those sounds?
Well, he's allowing the soprano saxophone to squeak.
Yeah.
And the squeak is inclusive of what he's trying to say. It's inclusive of the statement, which is really quite mind-blowing.
It all fits into what we've been talking about, this really in-your-face, uncompromising attitude to music. I think that's what Hard Talk is about. It's an uncompromising statement.
This is Hooray for Herbie. The sound of Mal Waldron and Hooray for Herbie, ending our journey through the album Hard Talk with Kevin Legendre. And thank you, Kevin, for your choice and illuminating enthusiasm.
It's my pleasure.
Well, that's almost the end of this week's show, but coming up next, we've got Alan Shipton with Jazz Record Requests, and he features music from Charlie Parker and Benny Carter. And also tonight at midnight, we have Jeffrey Smith's Jazz, and he showcases music from Cannonball Adderley's soulful and witty hits. And on Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson at 11 on Monday the 13th of January, check out the Claudia Quintet, captured at the London Jazz Festival 2013. That's at 11 p.m. On next week's Jazz Lineup, an interview with author Richard Havers, looking at the legacy of the hugely influential Verve Records label. Plus, previously unbroadcast concert tracks from Empirical, the European Jazz Orchestra, and Wayne Shorter. I'll sign off tonight, though, with music from multi-reeds man Yusuf Lateef, who passed away just before Christmas, adding to the tally of jazz greats, lost in 2013. Kevin, Yusuf Lateef has left a massive legacy.
He was a pioneer. He was one of those guys who extended the sonic range of jazz, all of these different modes. He was interested in so much music, as you say, the music of the East, classical music, anything and everything. And at the heart of it, you had this great storyteller.
Well, his legacy of the blues is really poignant, and I've chosen something from 1968's The Blue Yusuf Lateef on Atlantic Records, demonstrating his mastery of the blues on both flute and tenor saxophone. And this is Like It Is. So, Kevin, I say thank you to you. Thank you for coming in and joining
us. My pleasure.
And till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Yusef Lateef's Like It Is, ending this week's edition of Jazz Lineup. It was presented by Julian Joseph, and the producer in Glasgow was Sushil K. Dade. And if you'd like more information on Jazz Lineup, do go to the programme page on the Radio 3 website. Next week, Jazz Lineup will be at the later time of 6 o'clock.
An annual January date on BBC Radio 3 at one of the world's biggest winter music festivals. Join us for Celtic Connections, music from the traditional to the experimental, all brought together with a never-ending stream of young Scottish musicians who are reinventing their own traditions for their own time. The first of two special live late-night editions of World on 3, Friday night at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Back to Saturday, the time is 5 o'clock, the station is Radio 3, that can mean but one thing. Here's Alan Shipton.
Good evening and welcome to today's second hour of jazz here on Radio 3 before we head off to the Met for tonight's live performance of Die Fledermaus. First on Jazz Record Request, Phil Hansen wants to say thanks to his mentor in jazz, Jack Airey from Bradford, to whom Phil was apprenticed as a lathe turner, but who was also a revered trumpeter in the area. Phil says Jack introduced him to Miles Davis, the Melody Maker, and smoke-filled bars where the likes of Henry Lowther or Joe Harriott would come and blow. Above all, it was sending Phil home with records from Jack's collection of Blue Note albums that really taught him about jazz. So what better title, metaphorically speaking, than Horace Silver's Song for My Father to say thanks to Jack Airey for a lifelong love of music. Horace Silver's classic composition, Song for My Father, from October 1964, with Carmel Jones trumpet and Joe Henderson tenor. Susan Ilani wants to go back to a similar time when, she says, she and her mates lived hectic lives in and out of shaky bedsits. Part of the soundtrack to the time was Hank Jones's album, Hank's Pranks, and from it she'd like a tune more often played as a warhorse, but here treated as a beautiful ballad, How High the Moon.